So today we're going to do Daf Chav Tes. We're on the bottom of Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, the last line. So again, we're asking on the Shita of Rav. We're asking questions on the Shita of Rav. Remember what Rav said. Rav had this idea that Mechza al Mechza equals Rov. That if you have exactly 50%, that's equaling Rov. We asked a few questions yesterday. We're going to ask another question or two today. We're going to reject our assumption. Our assumption was, or is, that Rav is even speaking about Shita. At the end, we're going to say that Rav is speaking about a specific case, not about everything. Only Mechza Mechza in a certain case. But till we get there, we're going to ask a few questions. So this is the last line, Tashma. Tashma. Shachat Chatzi Gargaris. V'shoha ba Kedei Shchita Acheres. Right, so what happens? He shechs half of the Gargaris, which is half of the windpipe. Of the windpipe. Right? So Shachat Chatzi Gargaris. And then he delays and he waits the amount of time, whatever the amount of time is that makes it possible for Shehiyah, which is Kedei Shchita Acheres. After he delays and waits, he goes back the Gemara and he finishes. And he finishes Shchitaso Ksheira. His Shchitas Ksheira. So what's going on? So number one, right now we think that we're talking about a behemoth. We're talking about an animal. So what he does, remember we mentioned that when you shech the windpipe, 50% of, if you have like a hole in the windpipe, up to 50%, we say it's not a treifa. It's nothing. It's only beyond that 50%. By the veshet, we said that any nick in the veshet is a treifa. So what does he do? He shechted half, he cut half of the windpipe. Essentially, he did nothing. Right? He did nothing. Theoretically, so he did nothing. And then so he didn't make it a treifa, and he didn't even finish the shechita process. When he goes back, after a few moments, and he goes back and then completes the process, so that's when he did the shechita. That's the what Gemara says, right? Rashi says, Gemara, look at Rashi on top, Gemara l'shechita. Okay, so he finishes the shechita afterwards. Now the Gemara asks on Rav, mechza al mechza kerov. If you're going to tell me that 50% equals rov, well then, itrafale. What you did is you made an animal into a treifa. Because we said that only when you, that the kane, right, the windpipe, doesn't become a treifa, that's only if it doesn't have rov of it cut beforehand. But according to you, Rav, if you cut half of the windpipe and half equals rov, well then that you made it into a treifa. And if you made it into a treifa, how can you then go back later and finish the shechita on the other simon? It made it into a treifa. Our answer is misavart bivehema, which is what we said yesterday. Now we can say that the Mishnah can also be this price can also be interpreted as that we're not dealing with a behema. It's lo ba'of. We're talking about a bird. A bird only requires the majority of one simon. Right? So therefore, what mimanashach, either way you look at it, this shechita is going to be kshera. Im mechza al mechza kirov. If, like Rav holds, that mechza al mechza is like rov, so when he cut half of the windpipe, he did a valid shechita, because that's all he needed. Now, the im mechza al mechza ain't a kirov, and if mechza al mechza is not kirov, it doesn't count as rov, so you didn't do anything. Lo aviv lo klum. He didn't do anything because it's the windpipe. He didn't make it into a treifa. He didn't do shechita. So you come back a moment later, and then you did the shechita. So the whole premise of this question is based on the idea that this brisa is speaking about a behema, which is how we viewed the brisa yesterday. But since it's not clear, you can view it one way or the other, and everybody will take it the way it works for them. And you can answer that this is talking about a behema. This is talking about an oaf, and therefore it's not a question on Rav. Tashma, another question on Rav. Harei shehaya chatzi kaneh pogum. So half of the windpipe, right? Half of the windpipe is pagum, which we said does not make it into a treifa. V'hosif alav kol shehu, and then he adds a little bit to it. A kol shehu, he adds a little bit to it. Wow, that's the big one. That's the big one. That's really big. I know. I don't mind.
Have some respect.
All right. All right. Okay. So half of the windpipe is pogum, is ripped. And he adds a little bit more to it. And thereby, then he finishes the shechita. Shechitaso ksheira. The shechitas ksheira. Now, ve'il mart mechzal mechzal kirov, treifa have. So what happens? He comes to the animal, and somehow we can tell the animal has half of its windpipe cut. So then he goes ahead and finishes the shechita. We say it's kosher. Why? According to Yerav. What? So
this is not an animal.
Right, fine. It's fine. Okay. So right, he finds that half of the windpipe is ripped, and he blows around and he just finishes the kol shehu, and therefore he completes the shechita. Now, if you say that mechzal mechzal karov, well, if mechzal mechzal karov, then how could you have done shechita on this bird? Half of its windpipe, which is rove of the windpipe, was cut, and therefore it should have been a treifa. So how's that kosher? So Rava gives an interesting answer. He goes, Amar Rava, shani le'inyon treifa. It's different when it comes to treifa, deba'ina rove hanir le'inayim. So he says, no. When the different types of rove. He says, when it comes to determining whether or not the bird or an animal is a treifa, you can't just depend on 50%. You have to have a rove that you can tell. When you look at it, you can tell. Meaning it has to be a little bit more than the rove, right? So it has to be 51%. So that's over here. If it's only half, it's not rove anir le'inayim, and therefore it'd be fine. But Rav's to say that he's now we're already backtracking on Rav. We're saying that Rav's idea now of rove of 50% equaling rove is only when you do the ma'aser shechita. If I cut half of it, that equals rove. But if it's half beforehand, that's not going to be rove, because I need rove hanir le'inayim. So Abaye says, oh, Abaye sees the opening, and now he comes in and he kills Rav. He says, Amalei Abaye, v'lo kol dekenu, it should be a kol shekein. Uma treifa, when it comes to treifa, de bimashu mitrefa, hecha deba'in, when it comes to treifa, with certain parts of treifa, certain treifos, and even a little small amount, a little small bit will make it a treifa. Nevertheless, Heichan deba'inan ruba, that there are other cases where you need rove of that aver, rove of that body part to be cut. Ba'inan rove halnir la'nayim. So when it comes to treifa, where it's in a hole, you look at treifa in a hole, certain parts of treifa is more chomer, because a certain treifos only require like a small nick. So certain parts of treifa only require a small nick, and then there are the treifos that require a rove, that rove has to be more than 50%. So shechita, the ad ikar ruba lo mipture, there is no concept of a little bit of shechita. Shechita has to be a full rove, no matter what. Lo koshkin, divina rove anir l'nayim, so therefore sure we should rove anir l'nayim. It's interesting, Kavu Chomer. But he's saying that, clearly, if you need it by treifa, rove anir l'nayim, you should need it by shechita, a rove anir l'nayim. So Gemara says, you're right, now we're going to completely back away from saying that Rav is discussing shechita, and that Rav is talking about kol Torah kula. He's only discussing one case. Ella the kuli alma mechza al mechza einu kerov. 50-50 is not rove. It makes sense because it's half. It's not rove. V'chi itmar de rabu de Rav Kahana. And when Rav and Rav Kahana made their statement that mechza al mechza equals rove, when is that? It's only regarding the inyan pesach itmar. It's only regarding whether 50% of the people were tamei on the first day on Pesach, and we can make a determination who has to bring a Pesach sheni. So we're going to go through it. We'll go through it in a moment. Okay, she says as follows.
They're implying that 51% is rove and nirle nine, as opposed to...
Yeah, it seems to be anything above 50% is rove and nirle nine, as you can tell. So the halacha that we know is that individuals who are tamei on Pesach are not makriv the korban Pesach on that day. They're pushed off to the Pesach sheni yudal iyar 30 days later. But if rove hatzibor, right? If rove hatzibor is tamei, then we makriv on the first Pesach. We don't get pushed off. We say Tumah B'Hutcher B'Tzibor, it gets pushed off. So Harei, the case is now, Shehayu Yisrael, Mechza Tahorim, Mechza Tameyim. However, they figured it out, it's an exact split. Half of Bnei Yisrael is Tahor, half of Bnei Yisrael is Tamei. So what do we do? Is that a rove? So Rav Amar, Mechza Al Mechza Kerov. Rav says, Mechza Al Mechza equals rove, and therefore those who are Tameyim, we're going to view them as rove, they can be Makriv the Pesach right now. But they can Makriv the Pesach B'Tumah. So everyone can be Makriv today. Those who are Tahor, Makriv today. Those who are Tamei, they equal, they're the majority. So therefore, the majority, they can also Makriv the Korban Pesach today. The Rav Kahana Amar, Mechzal Mechzal Eino Kerov. Rav Kahana says, no, Mechzal Mechzal is not Kerov. Rather, the Tahorim do the Pesach Rishon, and the Tameim do Pesach Sheni. So V'hasa, my time with Rav. So what's the reasoning of Rav over there that he says that when it comes to Korban Pesach, we can view 50% as a Rov and allow them to be Makriv on Pesach Rishon? Because he says he gets it from a pasuk, Tichsiv, by Korban Pesach, it says, Ish Ish Kiyeh Tamei L'Nefesh, any man who is Tamei Meis, over Derech L'Choka, Olachem, Olador Sechem, Yosef Pesach Hashem, Bechodos Hashem, Yibar Asar, Yom Ben Arbayim. It says, Ish Ish gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So he says, Ish nitcha, a man, an individual, is pushed off the Pesach Sheni. The Ein Tzibur nitchin, and a congregation is not pushed off. So he's saying that, I guess we have half that considers a congregation. It just begs the question, why? But okay, so he says, what Rashi says,
it's no
riot to him. Rashi says, Dixiv, let's see Rashi. The Ish Lasheni, Upalga, but half of the nation, Nihi Diruba Lo Mikri, even though they're not considered a rove, Miyu Michlal Yichidin Nafkeluhu Velo Mitchu. So he says the 50% is in between. It's in between status. They're no longer Yechidim, but they're not the rov. There's something else. They're considered a tzibur in between, and the tzibur doesn't get pushed off to Pesach Sheni.
So are we talking about a nation or a tzibur? I mean,
talking about a what?
A nation or a tzibur?
I don't understand what the question is. We're talking about a man.
At the beginning, it says when half Israel is tameh. And then at the end it's saying half the tzibor. So
where does it say half Israel? Just before you.
It says.
That's the Bryce's question, but he's bringing it from the pasuk. He's learning something from the pasuk. The language of the pasuk says ish ish.
Right.
So ish ish means an individual. When you get to 50%, it's no longer an individual.
Right. So, but I mean, are we talking about all B'nai Israel?
Yeah, 50% of the entire population.
Right. Not a tzibor.
50% of the entire population equals the tzibor.
So equals the tzibor. We're not talking about tzibor as in, you know, the people living in. I mean, obviously in the Midbar it was that old tzibor, but once they moved to Eretz Israel, they will spread out all over the place.
Right. So they took a calculation: 50%
of everyone who's
supposed to bring the Korban Pesach is tameh, 50% is tahor. So Rav says you. So Rav said whatever needed to happen happened. So Rav says that the only time you get pushed off to Pesach Sheni is if you're an Ish.
Right.
But when you hit 50%, you're out of the category of Ish, and therefore you have to bring if you can bring it on the first Pesach.
So what did they do before Pesach? Every Pesach they were taking account.
Whatever needed to happen. Yeah. Okay. Fine. That's good. I'm good with that.
I'm good with that.
All right. I don't ask Messiah's questions. Whatever happened. Okay. The Gemara goes back to our mission now, right? Rove, Echad, the Gemara makes assumptions, and you have to assume the assumptions, otherwise it doesn't work. So you assume assumptions, whatever needed to happen, and that's what the Gemara is asking the question.
Well, okay. Exactly, so why aren't you doing the assumption okay. The other way, that everybody's tummy now?
What?
If half is tummy, everybody's tummy.
Why?
Why not?
Because they counted, and they counted.
You were saying if half is tummy.
Because they counted, they went around. So they went around 5 days before Pesach. Because 5 days before Pesach, you can't become tahor in time for Pesach.
Correct.
And they went around, and they had 5 days to count.
But you could become tamei.
And they counted, so more people might become tamei.
Right.
Okay. But they counted at a certain time. So they went around the day of Pesach. They went around Erev Pesach, and they started tweeting, and they started telling everybody who's tamei, who's not, and they came out. Whatever needed to happened. That's the case.
Okay.
All right. Rov be'echad ba'of. So Gemara goes back to explain our Mishnah. It says, Rov Echad Ba'of. The Gemara says, if you have Rov of one simon by a bird, that's sufficient for Shkita. The Gemara asks, and we mentioned this in the Mishnah, Tanin Echad Zimna. It says Rov Echad Ba'of at the end of the Mishnah. But already mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah the words, Rubo Shel Echad Kamo, that Rov of one is, why are you redundant? Why the redundancy? Why you repeat the Halacha, that Rov of a simon counts? What? Yeah, I said it twice. You got it. Okay. Fine, very good. So I'm a Rav Oshia. So Rav Oshia says, Chada b'chulin b'chada b'kachin. Now the Mishnah is speaking about two different cases. One case is speaking about a chulin animal, just you shechting the bird for your own to eat. And one is talking about a bird for kachin, which would be one by korban chatas or rove of two by korban ola. Utzricha. And we need to have the Mishnah mention the halacha by both a kachin and by chulin. D'i Ashma Unin Chulin, had the Mishnah just told us this halacha legabe Chulin, we would have thought, or somebody might have thought, Hasam hu desagi le biruba. Only by Chulin is a rove sufficient, a rove of a simon sufficient. Mishum delav le dam hu tzarech. Because we're not shechting for the purpose of the blood. We're shechting to kill it in a certain way. We don't need the blood. So aval, the kachim, when it comes to kachim, diladam hu tzarech, that the whole purpose of the malika by the blood, by the korban, is to get the blood out, in order to throw it onto the mizbeach, emalo tisagile biruba ad ikakula. You might have thought that, she says here the shkita, but that should be the malika, or the severing of one simen wouldn't be enough. You would have to sever both simen, the severing of part of this majority of the semen is not sufficient, you would need to sever the entire semen, I guess, in order to have the blood flow more, so you have more blood. The Iashmi Inun Kachim, and if had just mentioned halacha of rove by Kachim, Mishum Deladam Hutzarach, I would say, okay, rove is you only need rove, because I need the blood, so I have to have at least 50% cut, because that's how I'm going to get the blood out. Aval Chulin Deladam Lotzarach, when it comes to Chulin, where I don't need the blood, Ema Bipalgas Agile, maybe 50% exactly would be sufficient. Kamash Malan, I need to have both. The halacha is mentioned by both Kachim and Chulin to say that both by Kachim and Chulin, I need more than 50% of cut. Now the Gemara is going to ask and spend a lot of time trying to figure out which part of the Mishnah is dealing with the Kachim and which part of the Mishnah is dealing with the Chulin. And Gemara says, "Hai b'Chulin, v'hai b'Kachim." Which part of the Mishnah, which part of the bubbles of the sections in the Mishnah is dealing with Chulin, the Reisha or the Sefer, and which part is dealing with Kachim? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Kahana, Mistabra." It makes sense to me that when it says Rubo Shel Echa Kamohu in the Reisha, that's by Chulin, and when it says Rov Echa Ba'of, or Rov Shnayim Behema at the Sefer, that's by Kachim. So the Reisha is Chulin, the Sefer is Kachim. So Gemara then asks, Mimai, how do you know that? How can you, what makes sense? Prove it. How do you know that? Now Gemara's going to spend the rest of the Amud trying to figure this out. So he says, Mitikatani, because it says in the Reisha, Hashochet, it says you shecht the oaf, if you shecht the bird, one in the bird or two in the behema. Now the isa kataitach reisha bekachim. If the reisha is dealing with kachim, then and we're talking with birds, it shouldn't say hashochet. It should say hamolik, hamolik mi baile. So Gemara says, wait a second. So if that's the case, the Gemara looks at the words elamai seifa bekachim. So based on that, you can establish the seifa dealing with kachim. The seifa says rov echad ba'of urov shnayim behema shechitaso kishera. The shechita is kishera. So the seifa is also talking about shechita. If it's talking about kachim, it should say malika. So Malika Kasheri Boyle. He says, no, Halo Kasha, that's not a problem with Sefer. I did the Solak Me Behema Tani Nami Shritaso Kshera. Because if you look at the words of the Sefer, it says Echa Ba'of, Urov Shnayim Behema, Behema Shritaso Kshera. So it's just using the term of the animal that's closest to it. The animal closest to the term is Behema, they're going to use Shrita. But Elo Resha, but so the Gemara says, when it comes to the Resha, Michte Al Ofkai. The Reisha is Oaf, because the beginning of the beginning of the Mishnah says, right, what was the beginning of the Mishnah? Hashochei Echad Ba'Oaf. So what's closest to the term being used? The word Oaf. So according to this, it should say Hamolik Echad Ba'Oaf. Since it says Hamolik, must be talking about Kachim, we must be talking about Chulin. Right? Ela Bereisha Mitdei Al Ofkai, V'Yisak Adaita B'Kachim, Hamolik Mibaylei. So that's proof number one, that the Reisha is dealing with Chulin, the same is dealing with Kachim. Proof number two, let's keep a number of how many proofs we need to focus on which part of the Mishnah is dealing with Kachim or which part is dealing with Chulin. Rav Shimi Bar Ashi Amar, Reisha Michulin Mehacha. I have another proof to tell you that the Reisha is dealing with Chulin. The Katani, because the Reisha says, Echad Ba'of, only one, a grove of one by a bird. The Isak Adaita for Kachim, and if it's talking about Kachim, Ha'ika Ola Sa'of, the Ba'ish Nesimanim. Well, you can't. That's not, of course, across the board that rove of one simon is good by a kachim bird, because by the ola bird, you need to have rove of two simonim. So it can't be. So the Gemara says, wait, elamai, sefer b'kachim, so that means that the sefer is in b'kachim. Look at the sefer. The sefer also says, rove echa b'of, v'hika ola sa'of, to buy b'shnei simonim. It also says only rove of one in the sefer, and the ola sa'of needs two. So the Gemara says, no, my rove echa, what does it mean, rove echa b'of? Rove kol echa b'echad. It means, so we're going to reinterpret the Sefer, so it's not, I don't know how much of a proof. Once you start reinterpreting the words, I don't know how strong that proof is, but he says, Rov kol echad v'echad means. So when the Sefer says, Rov echad ba'of, it means Rov of each thing that you need to cut by the bird. Ubadinhu, de litnei Rov shnayim, really ain't a chanami, it should have also written Rov echad or Rov shnayim in the Sefer, because it's dealing with kachim. Kevan di ika chatas, the sagle b'chat simon, mishim hachlo psikalei. But since it's a carbon chatas of the bird, where it's enough to do only one simon, so the Gemara didn't mention everything to say rov shnayim as well. So why didn't they not apply to the ratio? Okay, fine.
So by kachim, one or two?
Depends, because the chatas bird needs rov of one, and the ola bird needs two, rov of two. It depends on the carbon. Rapapa Amar, Rapapa says, I'll give you another proof. Reisha b'chulim mehacha. The reisha b'chulim comes. The reisha is dealing with chulim from here. The katani, because it says in the reisha, Rav Yehuda Omer ad she yishchot have vreedin. You have to also shecht the vreedin. We said because you got to put the arteries to get the blood out. Upligi rabbanan alei, and the rabbanan argument. So you don't have to do the vreedin. Now iamart bishul of chulin shapir. Now if they're talking about chulin, I understand because by chulin there's a machlokas whether or not you have to sever the vreedin. Ale iamart bekachim, I might pligi rabbanan alei. But if you're talking about kachim, why would the rabbanan argue? Right? Who atzmo l'damu tzarach? You definitely have to cut the vreedim and cut him because you need the blood. You got to get the blood out now. Rabbanan are going to argue by chulin because okay, so you don't get the blood out now, you get the blood out later. But by cut him, you need the blood now. So obviously, you see, you have to cut the vreedim. The whole purpose is to get all this blood out. That was proof number three. Proof number four, which is now going to be the opposite. We just proved our proof was now to show that the ratio is dealing with chulin. Now we go the other way and show that Rav Ashi says that the seif is dealing with kachim, which means the ratio is dealing with chulin. So it's proof number four. Rav Ashi Amar seifa bekachim mehacha. The seif was dealing with kachim from here. The katani, because I think this is another mishnah, right? There's a mishnah that follows. I'm going to get to it yet. It's mishnah follows and says hashochet shnei roshin keechad. If you shecht two animals in one time, in one shot, I guess somehow you lined it up and you went right through and you can shecht two at once. So shchitaso ksheira, the shchita is kasher. So the Gemara says hashochet, again the lesson hashochet, which means if you did it, that means the eved in is only kasher by the eved, but lechatchila lo, but lechatchila it's not. The I amart bishlama bekachim hain lechatchila lo mishnah tani Rav Yosef. Now if the seif of the mishnah, which is the next mishnah, I guess it flows from the end of our mishnah to that mishnah. If the seif of the mishnah and then the flow into the next mishnah deal with kachim, it makes sense. Because by kachim, we say the halacha is that lechatchila you shouldn't do it two animals at once, but the evidence is kasher, mishum the tani Rav Yosef, because Rav Yosef had the following limud. So limud is also interesting. The pasuk says, the full pasuk is, v'chi sizbichu zevach shlamim la'ashem lirtzonchem tizbachuhu. Right, so tizbachuhu, they break it up into two words. We've seen it a few times. It's two words. Tizbachuhu, which means he should shecht it. That tizbach, he should do it. And so we learn two dinim from this word. Number one, tizbach, from the words of the lashon of tizbach, shelo yushnaim shochem zevach echad, that two should not, lechatchila at least, shecht the korban together. It should be done if one person should do it at once. And shelo yeh echad shochet shnei zvachim. And you shouldn't have one person shechting two zvachim at the same time. The Amar Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana adds, he says, it says tizbacheyu. When it says tizbachuhu, it's spelled chaser. It doesn't have the vav after the ches. It's a shuruk, tizbachuhu. So you can also read it at tizbacheyu ksiv, which means it goes up. So therefore it's kasher. B'dieved. So to understand, if you get the second mishnah tells me that you shouldn't go b'shechting two at the same time, that makes sense to deal with kachim. But eli'i amar b'chulin. When it comes to chulin, we have no such a halacha. Right? Even you shecht two at once, it's no problem. So it must be the sefer must be dealing with kachim because the sefer runs into the next mishnah, which also talks about a kachim halacha. And even Rav Shimon ben Lakish shava reisha b'chulin. Even I don't know what the even means, but even Rav Shimon ben Lakish holds that the reisha is talking about chulin. This is proof number five. With five proofs to say that this, and why they focus so much. Five proofs to say that the reisha of the mishnah is chulin and the sefer is kachim. But after Rav Shimon ben Lakish shava reisha, I don't know. Does the other one say that that's not a proof? This is a proof, or they're so clear that there's so many proofs? I don't know. V'raf Rav Shimon ben Lakish shava reisha b'chulin and sefer kachim. The Amr Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Rav Shimon ben Lakish says, may after Sheshanino, from the fact that we said in the Resha of Rubo Shel Echa Kamo, it's our question, Lama Shanino Rov Echa Ba'ofer Shalim Behema. If we say Rov in the Resha, why do we say Rov in the Seifa? Lefisha Shanino, because we learned, this is a Gemara Masechas Yoma, talking about the Avodah Yom Kippurim, Heviu Lo, they bring to him, the Kohen Gadol, Es HaTamid, they bring him the Korban, all the Avodah has to be done by the Kohen Gadol, so they bring him the Korban Tamid, Kiratzo, which I think means he shechts it. Right, you cut it. So that's the shrita. He cuts the simanim or the rov simanim, meirak acher, and somebody else then finishes the shrita. Like he says, he's pressed for time, so he just does rov, and then somebody else finishes it. Right. So kratzo meirak acher. So shritaso al yado. It's wait a second.
No, he made the incision and someone else finished.
Oh, so that's how you read it. Yochol lo meirik ye apostle. You would think that maybe if the second person doesn't finish the shechita of the korban, it would be pasul. L'kach sheninu, that's why Mishnah says, rov echa ba'of, urov shnai b'behema, the shechita's kshera. Even though we already mentioned it in the Resha, that's the Inyan Chulim, but you had to mention again in the Sefer to teach me that the shechita, the idea is because on Yom Kippur, the Kohen has to do everything. So you say, oh, so if the Kohen does part, and then this other guy does the rest, well, you say, okay, it's fine, because he did the rov, and that's considered the shechita. Okay. So now the Gemara just discusses this braisa a little bit more. So Amar Mar, we thought, Yochol lo yi merik ye puzzle. You might have thought that if the second person doesn't complete the shechita process, that this karma would be puzzle. So Im Kain, so the Gemara says, wait a second, how can you say that, but if that's the case, that Im Kain, have le avodah ba'acher. If you say that, if you would have thought that it's obligatory for this other guy to finish the shechita, then you would have an avodah being done by somebody other than the Kohen Gadol. Have the avodah ba'acher, v'tanya, and the Gemara learns in Orios, kol avodah shom kippurim, ein kasheris elabo. The avodah of Yom Kippur has to be done by him. Too much says, no, haki kamer. This is what he means to say. Yochli ye pasul mid rabbana. You might think that if the second guy doesn't complete the process, that we pass on the korban only midin the rabbanon. The saka daita chamina to ikup sol the rabbanon. You might have thought that maybe there's a sol the rabbanon. The kach shalino, therefore we say rov echabiyof, the rov shnayim bebehema. No, rov is sufficient, there's not even a sol the rabbanon. Ume achar de afilu psul the rabbanon leka, lamlin memarek. So even if there's no psul the rabbanon for not doing it, why did he do it? Why are you putting it in the situation where people might think that somebody else is doing the avodah on Yom Kippur? So Gemara says, Lamli Lemerik, so he says, Mitzvah Lemerik. No, you want to do that because you want to get all the blood out. It's a mitzvah to do it because by completing the process and severing the entire thing, you get all the blood out. And we need all the blood. So, Midin Shechita, it's not an avodah, basically it's not an avodah being done. It has to be a lowercase avodah, because Shechita is not even an avodah, Shechita Kshei Bazar. But in Yom Kippur, it's not. So Yom Kippur, Cohen just does the more than 50%, and then he goes on to the next thing. Somebody else finishes it. If somebody else finishing it is not Ma'akev. If it's not Ma'akev, why are we doing it? Don't we have a concern that people might think? No, we do it anyway because we want to get as much blood out as possible, so we have this person complete the process to get the blood out. Okay.
Cohen's doing at least 51%.
50, more than 50%. Right? More than 50% is 50.00001. That's the it's case law about that. 50%. Yeah. Need the majority of the shareholders to vote. It's not 51%. It's more than 50%. Okay. So, now, Gemara is going to now discuss a wide-ranging machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan. And the machlokas is whether or not we say that Eina l'shrita ela b'sof or Yeshna l'shrita mitchil v'atsof. Meaning, do we say, halachically, we only recognize shrita at the end, at the very final moment, right? Or do we say that shrita takes place in a moment in time? Or do we say that it's a process? It's a long range of process from beginning to end, right? I mean, I don't know how much time there elapses in between, but whatever.
Very fast.
It's pretty. I mean, we do it pretty fast, I guess, right?
Has to be. Otherwise, how do you get it
away? Well, you have the shia. The shia only means the amount of time it takes to shecht. So, how much is that time? So that's as fast as it goes. Okay. So right. So like the ma'aser of shechita is a pro. Okay. So Amar Shimon ben Lakish Mishum Levi Sabu. So Reish Lakish says, "Eina l'shrita ela basof." Shrita is a moment in time; it's not considered or called shrita until you finish the shrita of rov siman by an oaf or rov tnei siman by the behema. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yeshna l'shrita mitchilat sof. There is a process; every second or every nanosecond from the beginning of the shrita until you finish, that's defined as shrita. So Amar Rava. Rava says, what's going to be the nafkamina? So that's pretty much what Gemara's discuss. Amar Rava. Hakol modim. Everyone agrees. Hecha deshachat siman echad ovi kochavim. So a non-Jew, right? We say the shechita, right? The shechita of the non-Jew is not supposed to be kosher, right? Or at least it's an avodah zarah. One second. Right. We said on Daf Yud Gimel that the shechita of the non-Jew avodah zarah is a nevela. So, right, we have the Mumar, the case of the Mumar. Right? So an Ovi Kachavim shechs one simid, right? Hechad the Shachat simid Echer Ovi Kachavim. the simon echad Yisrael, and then one, the second simon is cut, talking about an animal, a behemoth, the second simon is cut by a Jew, shahid psula, that the whole thing, that's pasul. You say, why? According to one who says that there's only shkita at the end, so it's only the Jew who's doing the shkita at the end. He says, no, because nasib amasi trefa b'yalad kachavim. If the guy shechs, like either, you know, more than rove or the entire first simon, so what has he done? He's made the animal into a trefa. So forget the fact, oh, he actually shechita mitzvah. So right now, when he comes to do the second simon, he's shechting a trefa, so it's out the window. It's no good. And similarly, ba'olas of nami. When it comes to the ola of, we need two simonim to be cut, and the first simon is cut bipasol. Hecha de malik simon echad lamata. The ola of has to have the malika done above the halfway mark of the mizbeach. Lamala mechuta sikra, that red line that goes around, the Chatas Ov can do Malika either above or below. The Olas Ov specifically has to be done on top. So he says, Hecha de Malik, Simon Echad Lamata, the Simon Echad Lamala, that's Psula. Wash, Hare Asaba Maise Chatas Ha'ov Lamata. So I thought maybe it's because he's making it into a trade for as well, but he says no. What happens here is I do one Simon below, and then I go up and do one Simon above. The reason why it's puzzle, he says, Sharei asa b'maisei chatas of lamata. What you did is you performed an act that should have been performed on the chatas of. You did that on the olas of below. That puzzles. The olas of has to have everything done above. So, right, even though it's not a shechita, it's not completing the process. Even though you say that the shechita or the malika is only completed at the end, so you didn't really do the shechita below because it was finished on top. But he did a mice, he did an action, because part of the action is cutting the simanim, he did an action of a chatas on the ola below, and it should have been done there. Right, Rashi says, it's towards the top of the short line. Sorry, asaba mice chatas oflamata, bimakam psula. He did in a place where it's possible for the ola, you did a maisa shu chashuv the chatas of lakshirakas. You did a maisa chashuv that's specifically for the chatas of. Even so, now too, it's considered being possible. Even though the ola is not complete until you finish the second one, but you did a maisa below, a maisa chashuv, so that makes it possible. So everyone agrees to that. So where's their machlokas? What's the machlokas? The machlokas is ela kigon sheshachat simon echad b'chutz. You take the bird. I'm just taking an olas oaf. Okay. Rashi says it's an olas oaf, but I think we'll say the same thing with an animal, right? So you shech, you took with simon echad b'chutz, with simon echad b'fnim. Somehow you did it. You were right outside the Beis HaMikdash. You did one outside, and you pulled it in, and did the other one inside. You're not allowed to do it. This outside the Beis HaMikdash. So leman da amar yeshna l'shchita mitkli l'asof. According to Manda Amr, who says that shechita is a process, well, you did part of the shechita process then outside the base of Migdash, and you're going to be chayev for shechting kachim outside the base of Migdash. But Manda Amr ain't the shechita el basof. According to Manda Amr, who says that shechita is only at the end, right? That's Rish Lakish, right? Ain't the shechita el basof. He's going to say lo mechayev, not chayev for shechute chutz, because according to him, it's only considered shechita at the end, and at the end you were inside, so you're good to go. So Amr Le Rabba Bar Simi. So Rabba Bar Simi says back to Rava, Mar Lo Amr Hachi. The master did not say like you, Uma. No, who's the master? That's Rav Yosef. Because he says, Rav Yosef says, Hecha Dishachat by an Olas Oaf, Simon Echa Bechutz, U Simon Echa Befnim, Nami Pasol. You would also be Pasol. Why? Shari Asaba Maisechata Saof Bechutz. Because you did a Chashiv Maisa outside. So you did it outside, so it's not going to be kosher. He may not say you're chayev. You may not say that you're chayev for shefting outside, but it's not going to be a kosher karban, because you already did a maisa kosher of separating one simon outside the Beis HaMikdash. So that karban is going to be puzzled. Nihi, okay, it may not be shkita, but it's not a kosher karban. Okay, so what does he say the machlokas is? So lo nechleku, ela kigon, sheshachot miut simonim b'chutz. You shefted, I guess, by any karban, you started cutting outside the Beis HaMikdash, but only the miut of the simanim. So you didn't do any shchita yet, right? Ugemaro bifnim, and then you finish the simanim inside. Leman da amar yeshel shchita mitchil atzov. According to the Rambam, says yeshel mitchil atzov that shchita is a process. Well, then you began the process outside, so you should be mechayev for shchita chutz. Leman da amar ein shchita el basov. According to the Rambam, says that shchita is only at the end. Well, when did the actual shchita begin? At the end. Where were you? You were inside, so you should be lo mechayev. So Gemara says, okay, I'm going to ask you on, fine, that's the Nafka Mina. Now the Gemara is asked on the Shita of Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan is the one who says that Yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'yatzof, that it's a process all the way through. So Masiv Rabbi Zeira. The Mishnah says, the fourth parak of Parah, the Mishnah says, Kol ha'asukin ba'para, whoever's involved in dealing with working with the Parah Duma, mitchila v'yatzof, from the beginning to the end, anyone who's involved in the process, mitamim bigodim, their bagodim become tamei, their tamei, the bagodim become tamei, and uposlim osa b'malacha acheres. What does that mean? Uposlim osa b'malacha acheres, where Rashi says, two-thirds of the way down, uposlim osa b'malacha acheres, im nis'asku ima b'malacha acheres, he goes sheshachat v'chatach ima l'das. Tanya v'shachar oso b'akas limein al parashti b'malacha poslusa b'shkatasa, v'sar b'akas limein sh'yeh b'malacha poslusa b'sreifa. So what does that mean? If you're dealing with the para in one of the avoda, and during that time you had your mind, you weren't mindful, and you were dealing with something else, you're trying to kill two birds. And now Peter says, "I'll do that." You were trying to do two things at once, right? You're allowed to try, huh? I know. You're waking up. You're good. Okay. So he says, then you pass it because you're mesiach das in the para. So it's two halachas based according to Rashi. Halacha number one of Rashi is that if you do the malacha of the paraduma, your clothing become tummy. Number two, if while doing the malacha of the paraduma, you do something else as well, then you passed your avoda because you were mesiach das. You have to have completely mindful of what you're doing.
So you have to start over again.
You have a problem. You just messed up the paraduma if you do it with the sweet. Yeah.
With
right. So Gemara says, Ira ba psul b'shchitasa. If a psul happens in the paraduma when you sheft it, like it became an availer or something happened in the paraduma, bein kodem psula ubein as la achar bein achar psula einu matam begodim. If the psul, like let's say happens, if the paraduma, whatever going on, becomes psul, so the Gemara says or the Mishnah says that when if the psul happened pre shchita or post shchita, it's not going to be matame any of the clothing. Because in order for it to be mitame the clothing, the process of the paraduma had to be completely done properly. If something goes wrong in the middle, then whether it happened before, whether you were wearing clothing before or after, your clothing is good. But if a psul happens after ha-za-asa, something happens after he sprinkles the blood seven times towards the heichal, so there, kodem psula. If the kodem psula mitame begadim, achar psula eina mitame begadim. So let's say something happens to the blood or something like that after he sprinkles. So the process was done. A psul happened afterwards. So any of the clothing worn before the psul is tame. Any clothing worn done after the psul, when you're putting the stuff away, that does not become tame.
The person did another malacha right after the hasa. That's
the
psul.
Rashi says in its navra.
He did another malacha.
No, right.
What happened? What was the
where's that Rashi? Rashi says b'hazasa kodem psul. Okay, it's kodem psul mitam begadim timis asik. Okay, so that's what he says. It's misasik b'para hu b'kvar nasi shchitaso misasik b'para hu. Okay, that's what he's saying. Okay, kvar nasi shchita be'akshar. Everything was done, but now he takes his mind off of it afterwards. Okay, now what's the question? The iamart yeshna l'shchita. If you hold that shchita is a process from beginning to end, liflog nami b'shchitasa, you should also have the same machlokas by shchita, which would be what ira ba psul b'shchita kodem psula mitam begadim la'achar psul ein mitam begadim. If shchita is a process, so we should make a distinction. We should make the distinction also by shchita that if the psul happened during the shchita. Right, if it happened before.
During, right?
No, that's what you're saying. So if there's a psul happens in the shchita, so kodem psula, anything that he wore before should be mitame begadim, and anything that he wears after should not be mitame begadim. Why? Because we said that the shchita is not done properly. If the shchita is not done properly, then it's not mitame begadim. But if shchita is a process, there was only a certain point in time where it became not proper. So anything that was done beforehand was done while the shlita was proper, because it's a process from beginning to end. So the clothing worn beforehand should become tamei, because beforehand your process of shlita was good. Afterwards, your process of shlita was no good. So you should make a distinction with the clothing before and after, because shlita is a long process. There's no one moment in time. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava says, no, make a difference. Miskalkula shlita kamar shani hasam, the igloi milsum afraid lav shlita yiklal. No, no. If the shlita ends up being no good, so retroactively it's shown that it was no good from the beginning. So there's no distinction of before the psul or after the psul, because shlita may be a process from beginning to end, but it's only a good shlita if the entire process is done right. If at some point in the process it wasn't done right, Igla Milslam Afreya retroactively review this as not being a kasha shchita, even before the point in time where the shchita went wrong. So Gemara says, Amarava, Amarava. What?
It's an outstarter.
Correct. Amarava, ikashali, if you're going to ask me from this Mishnah, hakashali, this is what you should ask from the Mishnah. Lemanda Amar, ainu l'shchita el basof. According to Lemanda Amar, who says that shchita only is in the point in time, at the end. Lemanda Amar, ainu l'shchita el basof. Liflog the hechshera de para. They should also make a distinction if the shchita was done correctly. Meaning, if shchita is only a point in time at the end, so any clothing worn beforehand shouldn't become tame, because it was done. There's no shchita at the point, right? It would say as follows, right? Kigon and be as follows. Kigon deshachtu would betray gavre. Two people shechted the carbon. Were shechting the carbon. The gavra kama lo mitame, the gavra brasa mitame. I hold a knife, I do the beginning, I give it to the knife to you, you finish it. So I, in the beginning, didn't do any shchita according to you, because there's only shchita at the end. You completed the shchita process at the end, you did shchita. So your clothing should be tame, my clothing should not be tame, because I wasn't involved in the avodah by the paraduma. So Amar Rav Yosef says to him, what, you're concerned about trei gavra bichad zivcha kamart? You worry about two people shechting the carbon at the same, right? Bar minei dahu, that can't be the tanina, because we just learned tizbach shelo yu shnayim shochtim zevachachad. You can't have two people do it. You're not supposed to be doing that. You're worried about that, right? Shelo yu shnayim zevachachad and tizbachu shelo yu adam shochet shnei zochim. The amarav kahana tizbachayu ksiv. You're not supposed to do that. So why are you concerning yourself with that case? That case is not something that we should be hurting ourselves, because that's not good. You're not allowed to do that. So Abai then asks. So Abai asks on Rav Yosef. Let's continue. So Amar Le Avaye, and I can't stop and say Amar Nachum, pick up tomorrow because right. Sorry, okay. So Amar Le, I am well. Mem Nachum Kagan. Okay. So Amar Le Avaye, Lav Itmar Allah. Didn't we learn on this brisa? Amar Rabba Baruchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Sisim Nata'a, Avachacham Orim Shnayim Shochem Zevach Echad. That Mishnah that you just quoted, that two people should not be involved in shechting one carbon, that's only the shita of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. But the Chachamim argue, and they say you can. So if that's the case, that two people can shecht the carbon, I do have this potential case of where I shechted the first part, you shechted the second part, shechita is only at the end, your clothing should be tummy, my clothing should be not. And the Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, even according to the shita of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, we're going to finish with this, even according to the shita of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, Nami liflog. We should also make a distinction between the beginning of shchita and the end of shchita. He go the shachat chad gavra b'shnei sudarim, where one guy, there's only one guy shechting, he shechts with two articles of clothing. I don't know. Somehow he began to shecht in one with one robe, and before he finished the shchita, his friend came, took off the first robe, and put on another robe. Right?
Turban.
Oh, that's easier. So it'd be a turban. So everything. So only be concerned about that article of clothing. Okay. He says, beg it here. He says, okay, that makes sense. So, de sudar kama lo matame, the first article of clothing that was removed before the end of the shchita should not become tame, because it wasn't involved in the shchita process of the carbon, of the paraduma, and only the second one should become tame. So we do have a possibility of having a distinction, an afkamina, between what happened at the beginning of shchita and the end of shchita, according to the Madamur, says, ein lo shchita el v'sof. So Abaye is going to be, let's finish Abaye. Ella, so Abaye answers, Bipsula de para kamairi, bechshera lo kamairi. He says, no, we're going to ask this, you say like this, our Mishnah is talking about a case where the para became pasul, and it's common to teach us that even if it became pasul at the end, nevertheless, it's going to be matame everybody in the beginning. But your question is talking about Pehechshera lo kamayri. Your question is talking about when the paraduma was done correctly. Right? It's done correctly. So if it's done correctly, there was no need to tell us that only the person at the end is tummy and the person is not tummy. Okay, it was done correctly. We're only dealing about the case beforehand where it wasn't done incorrectly. That's why I had to be mechadish, that there may be a difference between what was done before and what's not. And we say that it's not, because retroactively it's all considered inappropriate. Okay, we're going to pick up tomorrow with another question on the Mandamaru says that Shchita is only at the end.
Okay.